Migrants and refugees headed to Europe come from many different countries, including Iraq and Syria, two places where ISIS has terrorized a lot of civilians. But this week there was seemingly a bit of success in the war against ISIS. One of its leaders, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, was reportedly killed in an airstrike. The U.S. had placed a $5 million bounty on Adnani's head. Reporter Rukmini Kalamaki with The New York Times has been digging into exactly who this guy was.
Adnani officially was the spokesman of ISIS. He's the person who carried messages for the group, their chief propagandist. But what I've learned through my own reporting is that he was much more than just a mouthpiece. The testimonies of members of ISIS that were arrested on their return to Europe indicated to us that he was the head of a group called the EMNI. This is a secretive body inside ISIS, and it is this body that is responsible for carrying out attacks in the West.
Before we get to that, how much do we know about the details of how Adnani was killed and who killed him? Because there seems to be some confusion over whether it was Russia or the U.S. that killed Adnani.
To be honest, we don't know. We've seen the Russian claims, so the government is claiming that they were behind the hit. The U.S. is pretty much flatly rejecting that.
So back to your reporting, a lot of what you know about Adnani, you learned from an ISIS operative in prison in Germany. You interviewed him earlier this month. What did this man tell you?
So if I could just back up, Marco, the view of Adnani starts somewhat earlier than that. The first time that we see his role spelled out in external operations is in the summer of 2014, and it's in the interrogation record of a French jihadist named Faiz Bouchran, who was arrested in Lebanon after having been sent there by Adnani to carry out attacks against Shiite targets. The Shiite Muslims are, of course, considered infidels, according to ISIS. And so this is before ISIS has even become anywhere near the group that we know today, before the start of airstrikes, in the same period that the caliphate is being declared. And Faiz Bouchran tells investigators that he was sent to carry out this attack and mandated by Adnani in person to hit these particular targets. So more than 2 years ago, we see that his role was far more than just a mouthpiece and a figurehead.
And then this is kind of confirmed by the man you interviewed in prison, returning
it's
from
confirmed,
ISIS.
Exactly. It's confirmed in great detail by Harry Sarfo, who's a German fighter who went and joined ISIS. And he explains to us that Adnani is the chief propagandist of the group. He's the head of the EMNI, which is this body that's in charge of external operations. He's in charge of everything in Syria, and he's in charge of special forces, which is the elite training of ISIS fighters.
And when you say he was in charge of propaganda, I mean, he was sitting in meetings and reviewing gory videos that ISIS had filmed, right?
Right, right. I think, you know, we've created this dichotomy where we think that the propaganda is not real, you know, where, oh, well, that's just a snuff film. Oh, that's just a slick video. And we forget the impact and the role that propaganda has in the strategic mindset of the Islamic State. And Harry Sarfo, who's this German defector from ISIS, he explains that there was a monthly meeting that was chaired by Adnani. And at this monthly meeting, all of the media arms of ISIS in all of the provinces in Syria, Iraq, and beyond would show up and present their various gory videos. And he would watch all of them, and he would essentially make a media plan for the coming weeks. And that media plan was based on the areas of the world that they were trying to target.
So, Rukmini, how much of a blow is Adnani's death to the Islamic State?
I think it is a blow, but I would caution us to not jump to the conclusion that this in any way is going to have a devastating effect on ISIS. This is a group, like Al-Qaeda before it, that has charismatic individuals, but it is not built on people. It is built on an ideology, and what we are fighting is an idea. And in fact, in the obituary of Adnani that was put out by the Islamic State yesterday, they pointed out that he was one of the earliest companions of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the founder of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the group that then goes on to become ISIS many years later. Mm. And it says Zarqawi was killed by the Americans, and the Islamic State rose to far greater prominence after he died, which is true. And it makes the corollary that Adnani has now died, and that the group that will come after him will, just like ISIS after Zarqawi, be even greater. Who knows if that's true? But after seeing how wrong the American government was in its declarations after the death of Osama bin Laden, how they described Al-Qaeda as degraded and, you know, on its last legs, and realizing how incorrect that was based on what I later learned in the field. Again, I would caution us not to read this as a body blow to the organization.
Rukmini Kalamaki with the New York Times. Thanks very much for your reporting. Always great to have your input.
Thank you so much, Marco. Take care.